Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.
What's good? We are back live from Vietnam. Home of J. Cole, home of Dennis Smith Jr., home of Alpha and Crockett, home of Dennis L.A. White, home of Murray, home of two-time Super Bowl champ Joshua Williams, and home of the one and only Paul Masson of Trillinoise Tracks. What up, Trill?
What's up, man?
Still feel like shit, but we still gonna do this. I didn't wanna let these artists down, especially we got Rex coming on. This week coming up March. And we're reviewing his music today, so I ain't want to let Rex down. We got Cammy Got Bars. We got Passport Scoob and Hood the Mayor. We got BTS. We got a lot of favorite stuff today. And we got, like, one of my clients, non-hip-hop, and we're going to get in that in the first. Anything you want to get into first?
First, I want to say rest in peace to my man, Steve Foster. He just died this week. You know what I mean? Good fella. Good dude. You know what I'm saying, man? Rest in peace to him. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dirty Bo. Shout out to my nigga.
Shout out to Debo.
Shout out to Rise. You know what I mean? Other than that, that's about it.
All right, let's get into this first one. This is the artist's name is Eyes, and the song is Sugar.
Honey and cherry sugar on me. So sweet, just like in reality, when you connect and understand me, but you don't see me, still I'm gonna say sugar, you're fine, when you're sitting next to me in a gaze, you say hi, like I wasn't even on your mind, honey and cherry sugar, baby. Myself, you're so sweet, just like when I'm licking an ice cream and you're all mine, but in reality you don't see me. You're so sweet.
I like that shit.
You can't be beat. You're on my mind, simply like all the time. Sugar on me, but in reality you don't see me.
Wow, that was quick.
I like that shit.
I do too. So what are you giving it? A yay, nay, or okay?
That's a yay plus. I like that. I like that for real.
I like that too. I'll give it a yay. And it was, I'm surprised it was that short. Maybe they just snippeted it.
Exactly. You know, when you told me how many songs we was doing, I was about to be like, yo, man, you ain't got to play the whole shit. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let me say that.
I mean, that was actually too short.
Too short, right?
Yeah,
I'm thinking they might have just sent us a snippet. What do you think?
It could have been a snippet, but that was too short. And she sounds sexy. I don't know if she's ugly or not.
Yeah.
That was real sexy. But yeah, that was way too short. So if it was a snippet, I mean, I want the whole song. So if you can get the whole song from whoever that is and send it to me, I mean,
Eyes. Eyes, and the song is
I like
Sugar.
That. I like that shit.
EYE'Z. Look them up on social media. All right, let's get into this next one. Vietnam, we got Cammy Got Bars.
The best advice I done got from somebody when my partner told me, man, it's three kind of people in the world. You know, like it's people that sit back and watch everybody else do everything, ball out, have fun, not have fun and all of that, or just they just sit back and just watch. You know what I mean? And talk about what everybody else doing or how he balled or this and that. Then you got the people that want to do it, they just don't do it. You know what I mean? Then you got the people. I mean,
I just be talking that shit just because, yeah. I do this shit just for fun. They know I don't give a fuck. Really, I'm one of them ones. Said I just be talking that shit just because. Yeah, I do this shit just for fun. That number don't give a fuck. Really, I'm one of them ones. Talk how I talk, cause I know I'm the shit. Hoe talking crazy, I ain't worried about shit. Walk how I walk, cause my pussy got grill. Pussy so good, got the keys to the crib. Hoes on hoes, I been feeling like a pimp. Step on these hoes like I'm walking on stilts. Calling my phone, nigga, act like a bug. It is what it is, and it was what it was. Bitch trying to speak on my name, that's a dub. Bitch trying to speak on my name for a buzz. Bitch, I got drip like I'm fresh out the tub. Bitch want to smoke, put that shit in her lungs. How we gon' beef if you ain't having fun, youngs? Little bitty bitch need to get you some money on. You know I'm P, I ain't going for none of. You know I'm P, I ain't going for nada. Hakuna Matata, I'm smoking on Zasha. He ain't gon' munch, man, that nigga gon' gobble. He give me back, not no Louis or Prada. Finesse and these niggas get this from my mama. I need my bread and my cheese like a Whopper. Playing you lacing your ass to the dollar. These bitches tallers, I burp them and rock them. Talk to me proper, I talk in dollars. Never ever ever met a bitch like this. Pretty as the fuck, but he know I ain't shit. I get some bread and some head, then I dip. Bitch, I'm too player, I'm pee like a pimp. Never ever ever met a bitch like this. Pretty as the fuck, but he know I ain't shit. I get some bread and some head, then I dip. Bitch, I'm too player, I'm pee like a pimp. I just be talking that shit just because, yeah. I do this shit just for fun. They know I don't give a fuck. Really, I'm one of them ones that I just be talking that shit just because, yeah. I do this shit just for fun.
They know hard, I don't give a fuck.
He want no rider, I sit on his face. Whenever he hungry, put it on his plate. She mad by the nigga from back in the day. These bitches tender and I can't relate. I'm slicker than Rick and my pussy amazing. Black as the fuck when I'm high, I look Asian. He wanna trap me, I can't have his baby. Hit from the back cause he like how I take it. Talk how I talk cause these bitches don't faze me. Walk how I walk cause this drip got me wavy. Bitch, I'm so street, got that shit out the pavement. I'm from Augusta, I ain't gotta say it. Might fuck her nigga if I know she hatin'. You know I'm bad, ain't no need for debate. Lil' bitch, I'm raw like a motherfucking steak. I'm having motion in and out of state. I'm from up the way, straight out Spanish Trace. These bitches broke, live on Section 8. They think I'm from Texas, I'm screwing their face. Like I'm a stylist, I'm snatching your lace. Triple cross her, get a hoe out the way. Just like a boss, put a hoe in her place. Money and guns, all up in a safe. For a rainy day, or for catching the case. I just be talking that shit just because, yeah. I do this shit just for fun. They know I don't
get... Wow.
That shit hard. You know,
I gotta give it a yay. I gotta give it a yay. And I wanna stay on this one for a minute.
No, it's a yay. You know what I mean? It came across my timeline like 2 days ago. And it's funny that, you know what I'm saying, you got it and we reviewing that shit. But yeah, I mean, that shit right there hard.
Have you heard a female in Fayetteville that hard?
I mean,
I don't know if I have.
I don't think I have either. That's
the hardest rapping female I heard out of
this. I mean, that's no disrespect, but that shit right there was hard though. I mean, it came across my timeline the other day, and I just had like a little snippet. It's a video to it too.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a video. But that shit is hard.
In the 90s, I love those kind of beats. You know what I'm saying? Still, those kind of.
I mean, like to me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the advantage that the female rappers have is. No. They can play around with beats. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas have to pick and choose their beats to a certain type of, like, feel or whatever. But the females can have some old happy-ass beat and talk that hard-ass shit. I mean, I don't know if she I don't know if she spit that shit, like, all the way through. I mean, it could have been chopped up, like, you know, line by line. Either way it go, the flow was hard. You know what I mean? Like, and like I told you, like, most of the time, I just listen to the beat first. But, you know what I mean? I was tapped into the lyrics before the beat, because, you know what I'm saying, not to sound like talking shit, but, you know what I'm saying, the beat was typical, but, you know what I'm saying, like, so I automatically tapped into the lyrics before I tapped into the beat. So, but I mean, it's hard. I heard it the other day, so I mean, I liked it then and I like it now. That shit hard.
Damn, she dog said, over here whining while I'm in the middle of this damn podcast.
Hey, look, she said that nigga ain't going munch, he gonna gobble.
I know, right? Yo, what did you say? I get me some head and get me some bread.
he ain't gonna much. He gonna gobble. I feel you. Yep.
All right, let's get into this next one. We got Passport Scoop and Hood the Mayor featuring Tech from Smith and Wesson.
Tell the bitch you talking Tech. To the Timbs and the hoodie creeper. I don't want your bitch, man. You can keep her. Woo! You talking to the golden diamond Rolex wearer. For the right price, I can make your shit better. Big body whipper, paintball spitter. Respectfully, I am that nigga. Top tier, ice light like a chandelier. The dawn's here, nature boy Ric Flair.
Shut the fuck up. you fuck niggas talking that fugazi shit. I spray Vicks, you old niggas get 86. You undercards talking shit to the main event. The PPP loans must have came and went. My dog from up the block asked me for dope. He must have smelled them. Had them trays dancing in the field like Odell Beckham. My little homie give you the eye before we check him. It's a grand missing. You gon' wear this pistol as a necklace. That's a fact. You know I'm still dragging my knuckles through the jungle. I'm still dropping game. I'm your uncle, nigga. I call the huddle. No back and forth. Ain't no Inky Shuffle. We 10 toes down. Barney Rubble. X hoodie, unlaced Tams like Sean Price. Baggy jeans, weed filled cigars and three dice. Open like 7-Eleven. The congregation meeting at the stairway to heaven. Fiends call them the
talking
reverend.
Talking to the Tims and the hoodie creeper. I don't want your bitch, man, you the keeper. Woo! I'm talking to the golden diamond Rolex wearer. For the right price, I can make your shit better. Big body whipper, paintball spitter. Respectfully, I am that nigga, top tier, ice light like a chandelier, the dawn's here, nature boy Ric Flair.
I'm on the way to BK from NC, just lived through Charlotte, and I got that belt with me. I'm politicking with the jet flying, gas smoking, gun toting, with them yachts in the ocean, that's what we call motion, that boy's loking, but they tripping off the shrooms in front, acting invisible. Like you God or something. And if you God, I gotta pin your ass to the cross. If it's a loss, I'm tossing everything you love. Body sold up in the lake with them ducks. It get real quiet, real gangsters moving silence. They don't give a fuck, they live for violence. When it say it's on sight, believe that, it's up. Got caught lacking, ended up getting stuck. Better get low like Bleak, I'm talking obsolete. Cause if I see you in the street, boy, you're
talking
dead.
Talking to me. The Timbs and the hoodie creeper. I don't want your bitch, man, you the keeper. Woo! You talking to the gold.
All right, what you think about that one?
Man, that beat hard, I like that sample.
Yeah,
that beat is tough.
And I'm, I gotta say, man, Passport School, man, go super hard, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
he was
know.
The second guy. He was the second guy rapping.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
And they both go hard. They both go super hard. But like back in the days, I don't remember Passport School being that hard. And he's like super hard with it now. It's like everything I'm hearing from him, I'm like, I'm really loving, man. I'm really loving.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get that one. Okay.
Oh, that's what I'm gonna go with. Okay, we got two records we coming up with. You know, BTS. They just relaunched together as a crew. They dropped a new album just recently, and Kenny Mac sent me over two tracks, Mind Your Business and Standing on Business. So we're going to get into the first one, Mind Your Business.
All right. Ah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Spizzy. Baby. Let's get into it, man. Yeah. You need to mind your business. Nah. I'm with the roosters, just trying to get it until I got it. This Lord is my witness. Look here, mind your business. Cause I don't pay attention to the rumor mill. I do me. Fuck how they feel. You should mind your business. Cause haters gon' hate. That's what they supposed to do. Don't worry about them. Just do you. Hey, yo, mind your business. I'm just being honest. Don't get offended. Best believe it. If I said it, then I meant it. My wise man told me only be concerned with business that pays you. Niggas really intimidated. That's why they hate you. I'm ill. About to pop like a pimple and I won't compress. Heard the niggas they said was doing it and I'm not impressed. And I wouldn't be if I couldn't do better. Too busy doing me to be concerned about who's better. Yeah, I smoke in the whip. It still smells like new leather. Chose my current chick off for the fact that a nude's better. Thumbing through a check like you just swore I must have won the lottery. Former surf sipper used to serve it out of baby bottle. Props that I be writing when I write like a best-selling novel. My math's math and I can have your gal horizontal. Worst thing you can tell somebody like me is Will C. Got it out the mud. Fingernails filthy. I float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Yeah, you might do it, but you can't do it like me. Mind your business. I'm with the roosters just trying to get it until I got it. This Lord is my witness. You can mind your business. Cause I don't pay attention to the rumor mill. I do me. Fuck how they feel. You should mind your business. Cause haters gon' hate. That's what they supposed to do. Don't worry about them. Just do you. Hey, yo, mind your business. I'm just being honest. Don't get offended. Best believe it if I
nigga.
Now I'm telling
the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Since the youth on my mind, been nothing but the loot. You can ask Mom Dukes, right? She'll tell you too. That boy obsessed with money like the sweet smell of fruit. Hit the streets after school, but I stayed in the book, so might not have hit the bitch, but I played in the push though. Y'all keep playing, I'ma lay in your bush, yo. Hop out with heat spraying, filleting in cook mode. Y'all need to mind your business, why worry about me? I'ma get mine regardless, why would you doubt me? Nigga said, music fell off, now tell me how that happened. Not the way that Cadillac, and he moves and dudes and new designer fashion. You snooze, you lose, you fools, you find a passion. And get yourself together and start yourself a business, man. And hating on easy can't be your business plan, damn. You walk around like this shit don't stink, whatever. Folks, your boat, just hope that shit don't sink. I know you heard about me, and what they say about me may be true, but then again, it just may be as fake as you. People meant nothing going on, keep the most to say. They write 100 comments on 100 posts a day. Tell them mind their business, don't tell them again. And if they ask you how I'm doing, tell them better
you
than
need
them.
To mind your business. I'ma with the Roosters, just trying to get it until I got it. This Lord is my witness. You can't mind your business, cause I don't pay attention to the rumor mill. I do me, fuck how they feel. You should mind your business.
What you think about that one, man?
That's a yay. Especially the last dude that was rapping. Yeah, I'm feeling that right there.
Who do you sound like to you?
You know, hey, I ain't gonna lie, man. I mean, I hate to sound local, but I thought it was a black watch at first, but you know, say he got that voice.
I thought he sounded like Rick Ross.
I mean, yep, that too, but
I thought he sounded like Rick Ross.
What he said, the way that Cadillacin, the way that Cadillacin.
And the hook, man, I was like zoning out to the hook because what they talking about. I feel like I could totally relate to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a yay for me right there.
Let's get into the next one in Standing on Business.
By who?
Standing on Business. Same thing.
BTS.
BTS the movement. No, I'm the first one in line like I'm Dennis the Menace, nigga. Fuck you. We standing on business,
and we don't pretend.
Now we fucking these bitches, and we ain't they friends. Look, it's too many women,
and we don't pretend.
We standing on business,
and we don't pretend.
We standing on business,
and we don't pretend.
Now we fucking these bitches, and we ain't they friends. Look, it's too many women,
and we don't pretend.
We standing on business,
and we don't pretend.
No, we don't pretend. Tell these hoes that we ain't they friend. You don't fuck, get lost. I don't give no fucks at all. She asked for the money, I hung up the call. Then she texted me later and told me I'm wrong. Alright, I'ma live with it, fuck. I see all the bitches that want that. But I'm standing on business, I don't want relations. These niggas want hoe, but they still in the basement. They be wearing designer, but bank account empty. Tryna get in my mind, standing racing. Only 20, but I'm kinda impatient. For that sat running back, I'ma take it. But since the sweat on my body, you know I've been gone. I'm abusing the smoke, that's why niggas be hiding. I'm outside trying to switch up the climate. With these bars, cause I be spitting the hottest. Like Akashi, these niggas gon' copy. And they try, but they know that they not this. I am a monster like I'm from the Loch Ness. How can they stop? No one can top this. I be the first nigga in the lobby. Trays on my neck and then CVVS. If you got something to say, better say with your chest. You're not standing on business, I fuck with you less. You're not standing on business, that's something you regret. You're not standing on shit, but you niggas pretend. Bitch, I'm standing on shit that you won't understand. We standing on business,
and we don't pretend.
Now we fucking these bitches, and we ain't they friends. Look, it's too many women,
and we don't pretend.
We standing on.
I'm gonna go with okay.
I'm going with okay, and I mean, you know, if you send your music to be critiqued by somebody, you know, you can't take no criticism as a diss, or as somebody don't like it, you know. I mean,
on here to diss nobody's music.
No, I ain't dissing nobody. You know what I mean? I mean, and at the same time, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm not Dr. Dre or nobody, but you know, when it comes to certain stuff, like, I mean, I understand what it was going with, but you know what I'm saying? This is BTS. You know what I'm saying? BTS is back from our heyday too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? What I noticed was like, you were spitting, but I mean that new drill type shit, you know what I'm saying? It's not your style. You know what I mean? Like, stick to your shit. You know what I'm saying? What works. You know what I mean? Don't try to appeal to whoever nowadays. Like, you know what I mean? Like, with me, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like with my beats or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm going to make the type of beats I make. I don't give a fuck if you don't like it or not. But, you know, but I mean, it wasn't bad. But I mean, I'm going to give it an okay just for the simple fact that, to me, it felt like a stretch or trying to appeal to...
I think that might be their newer artist, their younger artist.
I mean, I don't know who that was. You know what I mean? I mean,
they got a younger artist, so I think it might be the younger artist. You know
I mean, I know the crew BTS. You know what I mean? I don't know I don't know each one of them personally or whatever. Or maybe I do. Maybe I met them. I don't know. But you know, but I know of BTS, and I mean, just stick to the style. The one before that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, was a 10. That one was a 5 to me because I mean, I could feel the stretch. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and the dude that was rapping was can spit, but you know what I'm saying? That wasn't his style. You know what I mean? I could feel you trying to make something to, you know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? Like to reach a certain crowd or
crowd
something
of
like
demographics.
That.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, the lyrics was dope. I mean, everything was dope. I mean, to me, it was just the stretch part of it. Like, you know, so I mean, I'm gonna give it an okay.
Well, we got two more left, and we got this guy coming on March 22nd. And this is Rex. And we're going to start with Eat Well, Travel Often.
It's a long title.
She my mama, she a victim to piranhas. A childhood filled with drama. She ain't wanna leave me and Nikki with Auntie Patricia. But she was getting high, barely out of high school. Did we miss her 3.5 years and getting beatings with the straps? It's a trap, it's a cycle. I'm just trying to paint a picture that'll get you in my frame of mind. Barely 9, hand-me-down clothing, cold weather, welfare line. I'm a descendant of that boat ride, the so-called freedom. I was forced to pledge allegiance to a man I ain't believing. If I borrowed a dollar, we'd be even Steven. If not, leave us in projects, we were some objects. Bought so many souls, food and fool's gold. Was 40 acres in the mule sold. So many tried talking assimilation to a nation of crooks. Juxtaposition of opposition for the jukes, for stick-ups on the ab. So many hiccups, stay out to tax. We pay the tolls max. Penitentiaries doing 25 to them centuries. The new slave code, since a couple days old. Age-old adage, civilized, always savage. The classisms of the upper classes tell our status. What NASDAQ averages keep us in line to buy, sell, eat well, travel in space and time.
Eat well, travel often. Nowadays, hard to get away. Meditation wave, I've been lost in. Third eye gaze, see peripherals. Dancing with the vicious wolves, bulls, bears. Please use caution. Eat well, travel often. Nowadays, hard to get away. Meditation wave, I've been lost in. Third eye gaze, see peripherals. Dancing with the vicious wolves, bulls, bears. Please use caution. Animals on the market, they be monsters. I know you grown now, but please be cautious. Cost be high when you sell low. My thoughts not to pry, but to help you so you don't set toe, ghetto tails fall into trap. Don't prevail, set sail, they leave you at open and bail. Oh well, that's life, no cap. And I know that the roads close to home. In fact, by golden stack, that paper depreciate, appreciate. Real estate views in the pews, it alleviate. News of inflation and tax, wanna relax. But the gas price is so high, they burst through the sky. We eye to eye, if you are in the bottom and you rotten and forgotten. No solutions, but a whole gang of problems as the earth revolving. The odds in the pile stacked against you, injury add in. So why they gotta get us? Capitalist must. It's just propaganda at present. No gift, what Christmas? Fist up for the powers. Rain showers from the optics. They talk politics, I change topics. Cause there's no love, it's all fascism. That system got its foot on our neck. Listen, I'm pissed in. I know you are too, even the odds do. We got a choice in this world. Do we really got a voice in this world? Eat well, travel often. Nowadays hard to get away. Meditation.
What you thinking over there?
Nigga, that shit dope, dog. Look, I mean, even from the production side, you know what I'm saying? Like, from the production side, that right there is the perfect blend of sampling, like a boom bap, and with, you know what I'm saying, like the new school, like with that 808 and, and the snare, and you know what I'm saying? Like, then with the sample, like, you know what I'm saying? He put the low pass filter on the sample. I mean, that right there is dope. And the dude, whoever, who'd you say it was?
Rex.
Rex, yeah.
R-E-K-S, Rex.
And he spit, he got that the right voice. So, yeah, that right there. I mean, we need a new category. What is it? Yay, nay, okay? We need another one.
Are you putting him above yay?
Yeah, above yay.
Okay.
No pun intended.
I'm gonna go with okay.
He's dope, Paul.
But this cat's got so many dope records, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
I'm just saying, well, send me that one. I'm just saying, like, come on, you go with okay.
Let's get into his last one.
You get some sun, Paul. Go outside.
Samir, what up? It's your boy Rex. You know I got you first of many. Yeah, check. No interference, this the zone of clearance. More than just appearance, this the actual. Living, breathing, the factual. True, authentic, the pinnacle, dependent. Music masterful. I can't sit back and just witness. Go where the action. Top tier, son of God, Allah Nazir. Y'all bearing witness to the sharp spear. Paul Pierce, legendary. True flair, no wick. He's so sick, these flu bars. Bad boy, Dumars, a 06. D-Wade, Heat Samir, he made beat and Rex. He said, young king, let's lace these streets. They say the beast deceased, but waking ferocious. Yes. My focus is approaching this project minus the boastfulness. But let's be honest, my pen atomic. Talking iconic sonnets and stanzas. You know the Cabo, no Tony Danzas. Answers the Pan-African, pro-Panthers. Body Rex chances slim as Milan model pants. Cut out the cancers, can't exist amidst the toxic. Drew a blank. And then blank stepped up to aid the process. When I spit, it's only logic. I shift the cosmic concepts, keep it actual, factual. Kill the nonsense. No interference, this the zone of clearance. More than just appearance, this the actual. Living, breathing, the factual. True, authentic, the pinnacle, dependent. Music masterful. I can't sit back and just witness. Go where the action go. No interference, this the zone of clearance. More than just appearance, this the actual. Living, breathing, the factual. True, authentic, the pinnacle, dependent. Music masterful. I can't sit back and just witness. Go in and
ho barre scomode e spessore, il solo che si espone. Il vostro farvi promo in estensione, sprono all'escrezione. Muovo teste, scuoto feste, se suono in queste zone. Radici underground come piante d'outdoor al suolo messe al sole. Sono io sole che cuoce a bronzai, secca lo stronzo attorno a cui sto stormo di mosche ronza. Fumano e fanno gang con la voce grossa per fare brutto, ma poi la tosse gliela mozza e li strozza. Abbandonano il gruppo un po' come fosse WhatsApp. Non ci sono cazzi con sti flow gangbang di lesbiche. Fatico a vedervi da vicino e lo schifo a rendermi presbite. Con il freestyle lì deturpo, la fissa è di mandarli in rimessa, tipo di sta fine turno. Tengono il più bravo di lato nell'anonimato, ma con un brano di lato e gli faccio un buco di culo così l'hanno mimato. Farla arrogante è un tassello di un piano mirato. Ribatto con grande fratello a chi mi ha nominato.
No interference, this the zone of clearance. More than just appearance, this the actual. Living, breathing, the fact.
Okay, well, was that Portuguese?
I don't know, man. He was spitting though, right?
I mean, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Music is universal. So, I mean, yeah. Was that Portuguese, though?
It sounded like it was.
Yeah, I think that was Portuguese. I mean, it's a...
I've done a song with a German rapper before, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't know nothing he was saying on the song.
I mean, you remember, like I told you, I sold a beat to a Russian guy. And he sent it back, like... I mean, this was about 15 years ago, but I don't know.
So what you giving it? You giving it okay? It sounds like okay.
Yeah, I'm giving it okay.
Yeah, I'm giving it okay too.
I mean, it's the same guy. I mean, you know what I'm saying? His style and spitting is yay, but you know, to me, the last one, the beat, you know what I'm saying? The beat sold the last one. I mean, to me, the beat sells everything, so.
Yeah. And Rex got so many dope records, man. I mean, he got a record with Premier that is so hard, man. I mean,
he spits, so I mean, I'm gonna check out the rest of it.
Yeah, like that's the thing. You never have to really say like Rex didn't come with it. He ain't spitting, man. He's always gonna spit on everything, no matter what. No matter how you feel about the beat or whatever, Rex is always gonna come.
I mean, he's like both those songs. I mean, he came on it on that. So I mean, if anything, you can't say the nigga can't spit. So.
So, Dirty Bo said, blah, blah, blah. Trash. He should have left him off. Of course, Dirty Bo said he was going to get in tonight.
Oh.
Today, he was going to spread the hate.
Dirt, stop being dirt.
he said he was gonna spread the hate. He's like, hey, that's my garbage.
That's my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Debo. Trust me. Trust me.
Oh man, this guy. Look. All right, so let's get into this this topic. Benzino. Riding on Drink Champs.
Man.
You want me to go first, or you want to go first, or what you thought when you saw it?
It don't matter. You go first. It don't even matter.
I was celebrating.
Celebrating what? Him?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, why was you celebrating him?
It was so awkward. It was like, one minute he's like, you know, fuck Eminem, fuck whoever. And then a few moments later, he's like crying, and it's like he's trying to blame hip hop, not accepting him, not respecting him.
All right,
on dissing Eminem, but I think it goes way further than that. Like,
yeah, I mean, you skipping? Okay, if you watch the interview, which you'll say, like, remember we when we talked about that we was gonna do this topic, I was like, okay, I only watched like some of it, so I finished watching it yesterday. You'll say, like, I hadn't even got to the crying part. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we talked about it, I haven't even got to the crying part. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, dog. First of all, I want to tell everybody that be talking shit about Nori, you know what I'm saying? Kill yourself. The show is called fucking Drink Champs. You going on the show, you already know what the fuck is going on. So, like, quit talking shit about Nori. Like, oh, Nori is taking advantage. No, man. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to a show that's called Drink Champs, and I know they're going to be drinking, don't get mad at fucking Nori for this nigga getting drunk. It ain't like they forcing the liquor on him. I mean, these are grown men that have, you know what I'm saying, like, you got the choice to choose to drink or not. Okay, no, with that, right.
Some people don't drink. Like, they don't drink a lot when they go there.
I'm just saying.
Like, 50 only drank, like, one shot one time.
I mean, it's been people that came on there and said, no, I don't drink, and they drank shit.
Yeah.
So it's on you. Don't blame Nori and EFN. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, the funny thing is, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you go back and watch every episode of somebody that came on the Drink Champs and got fucked up drunk, have you noticed that Nori wasn't fucked up? Any other time, Nori be fucked up, slurring and doing all that crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? But any time that, what was that basketball player that used to date one of the Kardashians? What's that nigga name?
Chris Humphries?
Nah.
There was a few. Lamar
Odom. You remember after that shit, they tried to get on Nori, like, you was exploiting a nigga that had an addiction. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But he came to the show.
Yeah.
It's called fucking Drink Champs.
And we know when you drink so much, you tell on yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's a genius show. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. The truth come out when you drunk, but you know what I'm saying? It's called fucking Drink Champs. Come on, nigga. It's called Drink Champs. So don't try to come at them. But then, like, with Benzino, you know what I'm saying? What made this shit, like, so cringe, man? I mean, come on, dog. Like, man, when you watch the interview, like, Nori asked him a whole question that didn't have to do with nobody. He was like, fuck Eminem. Like, he got Tourette's, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga with Tourette's, like, fuck Eminem. Fuck Joe Budden. Like, man, that shit was fucking ridiculous, dog. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, nobody never liked Benzino.
Ain't nobody
ever listened to nothing from RSO or all that other fucking bullshit.
Almighty RSO.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. I mean, niggas ain't never liked you. I remember even, all
like,
that shit.
There might have been a few Made Men tracks that were cool, but like,
I don't remember none. Nigga, none of that shit, nigga. None of that shit hit my radar, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, no, it came across my radar because I'm into music and listening.
Yeah,
to music,
I listened to everything back in the day, so nigga, I gave it all a chance.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody like that shit. Nigga, nobody never liked you in the first fucking place. You know what I mean? Like, man, that nigga just went off the fucking rails, dog. I mean, I don't have no sympathy for the nigga.
He's done, right? I mean, he's totally done, right?
I mean, he been done. What you mean?
He been done, but this is like the nail in the coffin, right? When you just like...
Yeah, the way you came up,
what do you think he was really crying about? What do you think he was really crying about?
He's crying. You'll say, I think he was crying about, I don't know.
I think it's about his acceptance of hip hop.
I mean, but at the same time, nobody never accepted you. So it don't even matter. Like, I mean, who you know? Matter of fact, anybody in the chat, anybody that's watching, you know, say all five of our fans, anybody watching, comment, you know, say, and say, when was anybody checking for Benzino, nigga? When was anybody checking for Benzino, period? You know what I'm saying? Like, he only had one claim to fame. You know what I mean? Like, nobody was checking for RSO and that Made Men, well, whatever
what
you talk about.
What would you say his claim to fame is?
The only time anybody was checking for him when he bought the Source. The only time his name was ringing bells was when he bought the Source, and then he wanted to, you know what I'm saying, go at Eminem and stuff like that.
Five mics or whatever.
I mean, yeah. I mean, come on. Of course, the staff is going to give you five mics when you the boss. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Would you even do that, though, personally, if you owned the Source?
Nah. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. We talked about... No, you remember
just
we talked about...
ads, maybe? Maybe use it to, like...
Yeah,
the free
exactly.
Ads and space and whatnot, but...
Man, like we said earlier, you know what I'm saying?
I liked the album when it was, like, probably, what, 1.5, 2?
Man, if I owned the Source when it was hot, I would have had an ad every 4 pages.
Yeah.
Because back then, you know what I'm saying? Back then,
I'm
like...
Yeah.
I mean, back then, you know, when you bought the Source, like, we looked at everything... You know what I'm saying? We found out about shoes, clothes, and everything. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, in the Source. You know what I mean? We had music. You know, we had the cover. We knew what it was about. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was looking for the five mic and the unsigned hype. But then you had the ads. I mean, just imagine, like, especially us down in North Carolina, imagine how many clothes and shoes we would not have known about if it wasn't for the Source magazine. We didn't have the internet back then. So, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you could have used it a whole different way instead of manipulating your staff to give you five mics just because you own it. You know what I mean? Like, that right there is like a conflict of interest. Like, you shouldn't even put yourself
in. It's a conflict of interest.
Yeah, that's a conflict of interest. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, come on. And everybody knows you didn't deserve that five mics.
What is Dirty Bo talking about? Fat Joe stole a beat from you.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole nother subject. Shout out to my man, Rise. You know what I'm saying? So, if we're going to talk about that one day, we need to get Rise on the show to talk about that, you know, instead of just me. Yeah,
Dirty Bo trying to stir up shit in the comments.
I mean, he did. I mean, Fat Joe did steal a beat from us, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'd rather have Rise on the show to talk about that. You know what I mean? Because he can get more to the business details. But yeah, they did. Fat Joe did steal a song from us. That's a fact.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a fact. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to Rise, Rise. You know what I mean? Come on the show so we can talk about that one day.
You know, let me see if I can screen share something. I want to see if I can screen share something real quick and just get your reaction to this. Uh-oh. When you first saw this. Like, let me see if I can pull it up. Let's see if we can pull it up. Why is it not pulling up? It ain't pulling up. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, my neighbor is ugly.
All right, so what was your reaction when you first saw this?
Oh, come on, Paul, man. What are you saying? Why are you doing that? Who is that? Is that Rick? Is that Ross?
My man sent me this today. And it's old, man, but like...
Man, come on, man. I mean, do you know how many pictures of celebrities they got with that same pose? Man, I mean, that's easy to make up, man. That's not real.
You don't think that's real?
Paul's not real. Come on, Paul.
Did he?
Come on. I mean, is this where we taking this podcast? Come on, dog.
Sent me that in the chat. I was like, let me pop this up.
I can show you 1,000 pictures of Diddy and somebody or like any rapper and somebody, man. You know what I mean? Like, come on, dog.
Dirty Bo coming in Chicago. I don't know what he's talking about.
Chicago.
Yeah.
What about Chicago?
I don't know. What about Chicago, Dirty Bo?
Yeah, but But nah.
What do you think about the music that was on the podcast today?
Who?
All the music. What do you think about it?
Me? I mean, it was better than last week.
Think it was better last week? Yeah.
Way better. You know what I mean? But mix it up though. You know what I mean? Like we ain't just rap niggas.
Yeah.
You mean I'm not just a rap producer? Like, I mean, you can go to my SoundCloud.
That's all I got this week. That like I didn't get a lot of pop artists this week.
Yeah.
I got a lot of submissions, like hip hop wise and local wise. But any artists, you know, if y'all want to have your music reviewed, send it to livefromfayetnam@gmail.com. Any genres are accepted. Are we accepting heavy metal too?
Come on, Paul. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not a good heavy metal critique.
My favorite group is Nirvana. My favorite group of all time is Nirvana.
I thought they were more alternative.
I mean, rock is just like hip hop. They always try to throw some label on it, like soft rock, punk rock, you know what I'm saying? Alternative rock. Classic rock. You know what I mean? I mean, just like hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Like boom bap, rap, hip hop, or Southern rap, West Coast. You know what I mean? Like, come on, I mean,
a lot of stuff genres now.
Yeah, man, music is music, dog. I mean, music is music. You know what I mean? Like, everything with a label is all designed to cause separation between people. You know what I mean? Like, not to get political, but anything that has a label on it other than what it is, music mm-hmm. is music. You know what I'm saying? Like, whenever you call music R&B or like, how they doing now with the country shit with Beyonce, like calling it urban country. You know what I'm saying? Urban is a politically correct way to say nigga music. I mean, it is what the fuck it is. You know what I mean? Country is country. Then on top of that, I mean, black people created all forms of music. So why, you know what I'm saying? Like, so soon as a black person steps into a music that they created, they want to throw urban on it. Like urban this, urban that. You know what I mean? Come on, dog. I mean, everybody knows that urban.
No, you're right. It is a way to like separate. Like when you say trap, drill, all this stuff, it's a way to separate.
I mean, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just like religions. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like religions are
Catholic, Protestant, Baptist.
Yeah, like I mean, come on. I mean, how is 15 motherfuckers reading the same Bible and saying 15 different fucking things?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with rap. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, man, the system is set up to divide us, man. I mean, it's just like the same conversations we have between niggas like us that are older. You know what I'm saying? And niggas that's like, you know what I'm saying, the young boys nowadays. It's still hip hop. I mean, everything transforms and changes. You know what I'm saying? It's just the problem is, you know what I'm saying? Like they want to focus on one and then disregard the first. And then that's what causes the conflict. You know what I mean? So when you got a nigga like me, my age, telling a nigga that's 19 or 18, you know what I'm saying? About, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, that causes the conflict. You know what I mean? Instead of just keeping it all straight hip hop, it started out as just hip hop and they tried to destroy it. And you know what I'm saying? In the beginning, so after hip hop, you know what I'm saying? The first thing, what was that first subgenre they called it after it was just hip hop?
I don't know.
No, I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause you had Tribe, you know what I'm saying? Like, they tried to separate nope, Tribe.
Nope,
you know
what I'm
like, I mean, Tribe Called Quest and like
I thought Tribe was considered like lo-fi.
No. Lo-fi is a new type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, nowadays they would be considered lo-fi, but you know, lo-fi is a, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a modern term. But yeah. like back then, you know what I'm saying? Like, matter of fact, they called it alternative rap. Yeah, that's what it was.
Alternative hip-hop? Yeah.
They called it alternative rap.
You know what does that even mean?
It went from, you know what I'm saying, because Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, and you know what I'm saying, Queen Latifah, people like that, they weren't talking, you know what I'm saying, they weren't talking the, I mean, they still was conscious, but you know what I'm saying, like, not fully conscious, but, you know what I mean, because they, I mean, they just had a more musical and melodic sound, so they switched to the alternative rap. You know what I mean, like, and then after that, it went to fucking just rap, like, you know what I mean, like, it's like, you know what I'm saying, like,
rap,
I mean,
rap,
you know what I'm saying,
real,
because, you know what I'm saying, like,
emo rap.
Anything that is like the top shit and everybody's on board with it, because just think about it. In the 60s, you know what I'm saying? Like, just think in the 60s and the 50s, you know what I'm saying? Like with Chuck Berry and all them type of people, everybody was into it. But you know what I'm saying? They didn't want black people and white people to get along. So, you know what I mean? So they didn't call Chuck Berry and Little Richard rock and roll, which they invented rock and roll. You know what I mean? After that, they came up with R&B. You know what I mean? They called it R&B. You know what I'm saying? So that way it's separated from being just music. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, to a race. You know what I'm saying? Like they separated it to a culture and a race. So if you knew, if it was R&B, it was automatically considered black people instead of being rock and roll. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's, everything is a, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, everything is like a ploy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like they gonna find some way to divide us. You know what I'm saying? When music, you know what I'm saying? Music brings everybody together. You know what I'm saying?
So you remember, you say they're trying a lot even harder in this day and age?
I mean, they going just going as hard, like,
super
as
hard with it, right? This day and age.
I mean, they just going. They going as hard as they always been. You remember that that Japanese dude I sent you the video of? What, about 2 weeks ago?
What about him?
Come on, dog. I mean, listen to it, dog. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, we don't understand. I don't understand a fucking thing he's saying, dog. But this shit is hard, and I can relate to it.
Yeah.
Music is universal. You know what I'm saying? Music brings everybody together. And to me, that's why they go so hard with trying to put labels and categories on music to separate people. You know what I'm saying? Like with the country music, urban country. Come on, dog. Since when they had urban country? Until when? Just now.
Yeah, I mean, if Old Boy would have kept going with it, I was talking to Mutate God about this. If he would have kept going with it, I would have gave Lil Nas X some of this credit for it.
Nah. I wouldn't. No, that's not urban. You know what I'm saying? That's really wasn't. You know what I'm saying? No. I mean, no. He just had one country song. He wasn't.
I know, doing, that's why I said if he kept going with it.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't doing country, but you know what I'm saying? Now that there's a lot of black artists doing country music, now they want to call it urban country. Come on, dog. Urban country.
It's almost like they want to call it rap country.
You know what I'm saying? So if I do a classical album. You know what I mean? I guess a bunch of violinists, some cellos.
Urban,
you know what I'm saying?
Urban classical.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, I get a whole orchestra and I sit up there and do all this. Oh, it's urban classical now because I'm a black man. Like, come on, dog. Like, it's all divide and conquer, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. I mean, I hate to get all serious and political with it, but it's all divide and conquer, man. I mean, from everything in life, it's divide and conquer. Like, everything. I mean, just think about it. Everything you consume. Everything you see on TV, any story, it's all about divide and conquer. You know what I mean? So, like, all these subcategories, trap rap, all that shit, I mean, I understand it. You know what I'm saying? So if I make a drug reference, I'm doing trap rap. If I have nothing but 808s, I got, you know what I'm saying, I got trap rap. So if I use break beats and old school, you know what I'm saying, like boom bat drums, I'm hip-hop. So, you know what I'm saying, like, If I use some type of melody type of stick, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm alternative hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. Just like neo soul and all that type of shit. Like, I mean, man, they do it, you know what I'm saying? They do it with all genres, man. You know what I'm saying? And it started in the 80s. You know what I mean? It didn't start to the 80s. You know what I'm saying? Before 1980, it was soul music, it was disco music, and it was rock and roll music. You know what I'm saying? But the thing that happened in the 80s, like, you know, I mean, that's like, I mean, I was a child then. You know what I'm saying? I should listen to everything. You know what I mean? I didn't categorize nothing. You know what I mean? I used to listen to Kiss, you know what I'm saying? Hall & Oates, you know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson, and you know what I'm saying? I mean, it wasn't nothing. Like, I mean, even in the beginning of hip-hop, you know what I mean? You didn't categorize nobody. Like, you know what I'm saying? The early 90s, I mean, you had Kid & Play, Kwame, N.W.A., Kool G Rap, Big Daddy Kane, you know what I'm saying? Biz Markie, like, and everybody was existing in the same lane. You know what I'm saying? You had a choice. You know what I mean? But right after that, that's when they started putting categories on every type of music. I mean, look it up. You know what I'm saying? There was no such thing as punk rock. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, rock. It was no such thing as hip hop. It wasn't, I mean, and then like with the R&B, like they changed it to R&B. Like, I mean, they wanted to make sure that they could, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you knew that what you were listening to was supposed to be black music or white music or this type of person music, hippie music. You know what I mean? And shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, cause they used to call disco like gay music. I mean, right now, if you play a disco song, the first thing that'll come out of anybody's mouth is, man, you gay if you play some damn disco music. You know what I mean? Like that divine and conquer, man. I mean, it goes way deeper than the surface.
That's like when Hancock, what he at the beginning of the movie with the Asians, he's like three guys playing disco in the car.
Exactly. I mean,
I'm not gonna judge. Well, look, we're gonna wrap it up, man. I'm losing my voice, and we're almost hitting this hour mark. Anything you want to shout out before we go?
Like I said, once again, shout out to my man Steve Foster, man. Rest in peace, homie. You know what I mean? Shout out Dirty Bo. Hey, Rise. You saw what Dirty Bo said, so you got to come on the show now so we can talk about that. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to my granddaughter, Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Life is good.
Some death lately, a lot of death lately, dude.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, life is good, though. You know what I mean? I'm doing good. I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. You know what I mean? I just, you know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all niggas need to get off that bitch shit. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Well, don't forget.
get off that bitch shit.
We got PF Cut coming on from Blase Blase, so definitely tune in for that.
Word.
I want to say shouts out to Dizzle. Shouts out to everybody involved with Live in Vietnam. And I'm losing my voice, so we about to be out.
Yeah. Hey, Paul. Do me a favor.
Hold up. Rest in peace, Stephen Foster.
Nah. Do me a favor, though, Paul.
What?
Go outside tomorrow.
And get some green tea. I know.
No. Get some sun. You know what I'm saying?
I went out today.
Look. You know that bright orange thing that's up there in the sky that's shining on your face?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For real. You know what I mean? Come on. You need some sun, Paul. You my nigga.
I'll be out every day, dude. I'm outside every day.
No, matter of fact, nope. You're not my nigga. Remember, we talked about that. You know what I'm saying? You my dude, man. Go out there and get some sun, man. Vitamin D.
All right. We out.
All right. Peace.
Next show. Peace.
Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.